Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for being the peace. Being the peace we'd like to see in the world. Being the peace we'd like to feel in the world. It starts with us. So let's place our hand on our heart. We are grateful and thankful to open ourselves to the unlimited, to the unprecedented. We are grateful that our spiritual nature is perfection, it's wholeness, and it's peace. Peace is our nature. Peace is our inheritance. So we are grateful to acknowledge that we have already been given the peace. The peace is already ours. We are grateful to recognize that there is a path of peace for us, and that is what we are choosing. So we are consciously laying on the altar anything that could disturb our peace, whether we recognize what it is or not. Spirit knows, our higher Holy Spirit self knows, and so we are grateful to relinquish any attachments we have to any idea or thought or belief or concept that could disturb our peace. We are willing to see things as they truly are. We are willing to hold in our mind the infinite truth of our reality, that we are eternal spirit. We are always free, and we are choosing to recognize and remember our eternality and our freedom. And we're willing to see this for our brothers and sisters as well, and recognize that everyone is an eternal being. Our relationships are eternal relationships. And so the peace of God lives through us and as us. It unites us. We are grateful to call forth the perfect expression of peace in all of our brothers and sisters. We join together to be the peace. In gratitude, we allow it to unfold. We know it's done, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes. So grateful to pray with you today. Oh, our prayers are a healing balm in a fitful world. Thank you, my friend. And what's coming up? We have Kieran Jay's workshop this weekend on Saturday. And we have coming up the events in Scottsdale, Arizona, for the anyone interested in developing their counseling skills, their listening skills, their intuitive skills, and then their speaking skills. That's the how to create and lead workshops that make a difference. So how to put a curriculum together, how to present together. We're going to work on these things, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. You are most welcome to come. We'd love to have you. And more to come. Let's enjoy. I give thanks. I give thanks for our prayer fellowship. Have a powerful day. Being the peace. Mwah.